Welcome to Check Out This Book. I'm Josefa Salinas, your host.
Just listen to these words. Sex, power, pandemics. Right there, it sounds like a Hollywood movie. Could be an incredible book. It could be an incredible conversation starter. It's definitely a book. Sex, power, pandemics, and how women will take the lead for everyone's good. Oh, yes, intentioning. It's a book by Gloria Felt, and she is with us this morning to talk all about it. Boy, you need some intentioning for any one of those topics. Good morning, Gloria. How are you?
Good morning, Josefa. I'm good. Great to be with you.
Well, it's good to have you here. It must be fun being a best-selling author, speaker, commentator, international leadership expert. Those are great titles. Amazing, amazing, amazing. What in the world made you decide to write a book about intentioning? Because that sounds like something you got to go deep for.
Well, indeed. And in fact, I made the word up because I couldn't find exactly the right word to express what I wanted to express. I had been studying women's relationship with power for a long time. I found that the reason women are so far from equality and parity in leadership roles and in pay and in position in general is that we are socialized differently than men around power. And women often don't like the traditional narrative of power, which is about power over you, like wars and let's fight and there's a finite pie and I have to scramble for my little crumb. And so what I found was that I needed to help women change how they were thinking about power to a generative, innovative, creative kind of power, which is the power to. But once I had done that, I also realized that I needed to write about the next question, because the next question is, once I tell you, Josefa, that you are powerful, you have to say, well, the power to what? Why? What difference does it make if I have power? And that's what intentioning is about. It's about holding yourself to answer that question. What do I have the power to? What do I want my life to be? How do I want to show up in the world? And then give women some very specific tools, leadership intentioning tools, I call them, to achieve those intentions. And intentioning is a word that says, we're doing it. We're not just thinking about it. We're doing it. We're going to do this thing.
Now, in here, one of the descriptions of this book, it says that I think you believe that right now we can seize a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity because of the disruption of the pandemic to move and advance women into some positions that perhaps they haven't been in before. Why do you think the pandemic opened that window?
I know we're getting so much doom and gloom from the reports, but women have been set back in many ways. So many women are out of jobs. So many families are struggling right now. There's been so much pain, so much loss, so much grief that we've all been through in the past year and a half. It's getting close to 2 years now. But what I've learned from my years in leading a complex organization and then starting my own nonprofit organization is that disruptive times are really also times of rebirth. And they're times when people have to think differently and creatively, because otherwise they can't survive. You have to think with new thoughts. You have to let new ideas into the system. And so that's why I believe if we take this opportunity, we can, for example, get businesses to have more flexible time, more flexible hours to allow both men and women to take care of their families and get their work done. You know, women have been asking for this for how many years? A few decades. Well, now every company knows you can work from home and be productive. You can work from anywhere and be productive. On the national scene, we're talking about childcare as important, essential infrastructure. I mean, that's never happened before. Childcare workers have been the poorest paid, have been the least respected in society. Well, now everybody understands they are essential. So that's why I believe this is a moment, but moments don't happen on their own. People have to make them happen. So I want women to gather together with men who care about this and move things forward.
Now, you say that, in the book, one of the things about intentioning that you talk about is vision, courage, and action. So talk to me about vision, courage, and action. Is it that you have to be able to see what you want to do, then have the cojones to get up and do it, and then to actually make it happen?
I'll give you an example of how I came upon that VCA method of intentioning. And you've got it just right there, Josefa. That's exactly what it is. I'm terrified of suspension bridges. And I was on a hike where I found I had to cross 22 suspension bridges. And I came to the first one. I was terrified. I was frozen. I couldn't move. And I realized after people were lining up behind me, it was a very rickety little wooden bridge. And I didn't think I could do it, but what I realized was I had to put my vision, my eyes, on the other side of the bridge where I needed to end up. Not look down at the raging river, not look to the jagged rocks on the side, look at the other side, my intention, where I needed to go. I had to have the courage to believe I could do it, that I could get across. And then, this is the important part, I had to put one foot in front of the other, in front of the other. I had to take the action necessary to get to my intention. So vision, courage, action. With those three, you can achieve the intention of your dreams.
How do you find your purpose? How do you know what you want to leave in this world? What are some of the steps that someone can take in helping? Because I know a lot of women that I speak with say, you know, I don't feel like what I've been doing has impacted anything or anyone, and I feel like I'm wasting my purpose, and I'm trying to figure out what my purpose is.
That is something that I think we all struggle with, and that's what the question, the power to what, is all about. Obviously, our intention is driven by our purpose. That vision comes from the purpose that's deep down in our hearts, deep down in our souls. I think the first thing we have to do is use leadership intentioning tool number one in the book, Intentioning, and that is uncover yourself. Uncover yourself. You know, so often women and people, other groups that have been oppressed, live in a world that we haven't created ourselves. And so we cover. It's a psychological term for what you do when you have to try to fit in to a culture that you don't feel you belong in. Well, we have to uncover ourselves and find those deep parts of ourselves that really are authentically us. Somehow from that, our purpose in life is more likely to emerge. The second leadership intentioning tool is dream up. And for that, we begin to look at what is it that is so passionate for us, we feel so passionate about, and it is our deepest held values that, for example, you would walk away from a job rather than violate that value. You would cross that suspension bridge to get to that thing that you're dreaming about. That's when you know you've found your purpose. I don't think you can go around saying, what is my purpose? You know, like the children's book, Are You My Mommy? I don't think you can do right. that. You'll never find it that way.
Right.
But it will emerge to you if you allow yourself to uncover yourself and then start dreaming up.
When we talk about courage and, you know, getting out there and having that dream come true, or at least reach for the goal that you've set for yourself, you talk about building social capital. What is social capital?
You know, I was on a podcast one time. It was a podcast about women and money. And I was asked to give my favorite, my best money tip for women. And I don't know where this came from, but I just blurted out, first, you need to have social capital. And what that means is that the world turns on human connections. Relationships are everything. You will be able to be more successful in your career and in your life if you concentrate first on the relationships that you have and how they can nurture you, how you can nurture them, and then you'll have the resources that you need to advance in your career or to get that investment in the company that you want to create or to open a door that will get you to the influential person that you need to talk to. So relationships are really everything. Most things in life happen because of the relationships that you have. That is building social capital.
One of the quotes in the book that I really loved, and I would imagine, as you say in the book, that had this person been giving this quote now, he probably would have made it a little more gender inclusive. But George Bernard Shaw said, "The reasonable man adapts to the world. The unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man." So what does it mean to be unreasonable as a woman today?
I love it. I love that quote so much. It's to understand that, yes, you can. Anything is possible. You can do it, but you have to believe that you can do it first. You have to see yourself doing it first. And, you know, if you're satisfied with life, if you're satisfied with everything in your life, well, good for you. But you're probably not going to make any change. And so it gets back to that question that you asked me about purpose. Having a purpose in life assumes that you want to make some kind of change, that you want to make the world better in some way for yourself, your family, for your community, for your country, whatever it may be. And so if you think everything is perfect, you aren't going to try to make anything better. But if you're a little unreasonable, well, that helps to propel you. It helps to give you the fuel to have the passion to make the change you think needs to happen in this world.
Another thing that you talk about here in the book is you got a line in there that says, "Beware the diversity divide. When these two words clash, so do the worlds they represent." And you make mention of an article in the New York Times, What Makes an American? So talk to me about the word diversity, because that's definitely a buzzword now, and how sometimes that word can automatically create a divide, and how, as women leaders, we can help bridge that.
If you think about it, both words, diversity and divide, come from the same root word, and they can mean different things. You can see diversity as something that divides people because we have differences, right? Or you can see diversity as a wonderful richness that lends to new ideas and different perspectives, and that gives us all the flavors of our life. I mean, for example, what did you have for dinner last night? I don't know about you, but I ordered Chinese takeout last night. I'm not Chinese. I love Chinese food. I love Mexican food. I love all the kinds of food that are available to me. That's embracing diversity on a very, I would say, surface scale. But if we apply that to the people that are around us, the many different flavors, the many different cultures that the people in our communities can bring to us, and we see that as a positive, our lives are much richer than if we see that diversity as being a divide. And I'm really concerned about what's happening in America right now, and that so many people think that diversity is not a good thing. But to me, it's what makes us rich. It's what makes us innovative and creative. And in fact, companies that have more diversity, whether it's gender diversity or racial diversity, cultural diversity, they are more profitable. Why? Because they have more different perspectives around the table when they need to solve problems or create new products. So I urge us not to see diversity as a divide, but rather as something that makes us richer.
Yeah, my motto has always been celebrate diversity, hope for it, because it's in that diversity that we learn so much about each other and move forward together when we celebrate
exactly. it. Exactly, exactly, exactly. And, you know, each one of us actually has much diversity inside of us. It, where were you born? What? Where did your parents come from? Where did your grandparents come from? What professions did they have? What knowledge did they have? Who, you know, what are the different strains that you have? Did you have your DNA done? How many different strains of DNA do you have? We are all very diverse. We just don't always appreciate that diversity within ourselves. I love it. I celebrate it, just like you said, Josefa.
Exactly. So the book is called Intentioning. Gloria Felt is the author. Gloria, give us some social media where people can find out more about you.
I am at Gloria Felt everywhere. Just please remember that my last name is spelled S as in Frank, E-L, D as in David, T as in Tom. Gloria Felt, at Gloria Felt everywhere. And my website is GloriaFelt.com. And you can also find out all about Intentioning the book there as well. Take the Leads website if you'd like to find out about our training and coaching and other programs that we have is taketheleadwomen.com.
Take the Lead Women. I love that. I'm going to put that in my toolbar and my browser and make sure that I head there often. Thank you so much for writing this book. It's a very comfortable read, and I encourage you, pick up this book, Intentioning, Gloria Felt. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Josefa.
Have an amazing day.
You too.
Thanks for being with us on Check Out This Book. Every week we'll be adding more interviews, but browse around. There's plenty here to review.